There's an emphasis on the Kohen being the one who checks out the skin of an individual who has Tzaras, or at least thinks he has Tzaras. The question is why? Why are we taking the Tzaras to a Kohen, bring him to a doctor, bring him to a Levi, bring him to Yisrael, bring him to somebody who's knowledgeable in the halachos of Tzaras? Why specifically a Kohen? So Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests that we may have thought that the only time we have contact with the Kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash, is in the Mishkan. There a person wants to bring a korban, there a person wants to get atonement for himself. So there the Kohen can help the person in the Mikdash. But outside the Mikdash, outside of the confines of, we'll expand it to a Beis Medrash, outside the confines of a shul, the Kohen, or let's put in a rabbi, has no effect on my life outside there. When I'm inside the Beis HaMikdash, there the Kohen can help me, he can guide me. But outside, I can make my own decisions. Outside, I don't need the input of somebody who's a mentor, somebody who's older than me, somebody who can help me. I don't need that. So comes the Torah and says, no, even in Tzaras is something that's very personal. It's on your skin. Even in that situation, something that's not necessarily spiritual, something very, very physical, even there you have to bring it to the Kohen, which shows us that 2 points. Number one, that our rabbinic mentors need to have an impact on our life, even outside the Beis Medrash, even outside the shul, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. We should be asking for guidance, even in personal matters, to make sure that we're living a life that is al pi Torah, that is based on the Torah. That's number one. And number two, just more overall, is that Torah itself, the world of Torah, shouldn't just have an effect on us and shouldn't just guide us when we're inside a shul, when we're inside a Beis Medrash, when we're inside the Beis HaMikdash, but rather even outside. Honestly, more importantly, outside. Sometimes it's much easier inside to be willing to listen to the Torah. But outside, a person's in his own life, a person's in work, a person's doing his own thing. Why should I listen to the Torah? Why should the Torah have anything to tell me at this moment? So what we learn from the Kohen is that the Kohen representing Torah, and the Kohen representing rabbinic leaders, we should allow the advice of the rabbinic leaders to affect us even outside of a Beis HaMikdash, and also that Torah itself should have an effect in every area of our life.